Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anastasia in Sydney with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Welcome to Happy Hour, an hour where we dedicate ourselves to reporting only positive news. In local news, a Brisbane mountaineer is believed to have set a new record for the fastest human power ascent of Mount Everest from sea level. 26-year-old Oliver Foran reached the summit of the world's tallest mountain in a bid to raise money for the U-Turn charity, which builds youth gyms around southeast Queensland that doubles as mental health support services. Starting his journey to Everest by bicycle in India, it's reported that Foran managed to scale the mountain in just 50 days, a full 17 days faster than the previous world record set in 2013. The record remains unverified for now, but Foran dedicates his victory to his mother, who passed from brain cancer, and his grandmother, who passed to cancer just a few days after Foran told her he reached the top.
In more local news, a group of jet skiers have rescued a stranded green sea turtle during a tour of Magnetic Island last week. Mr. Islick and his 3-year-old son, who named the turtle Princess Peach, was among the group who got the turtle, who weighed over 100 kilos, onto their ski using straps and ropes, and transported Princess Peach to Horseshoe Bay. The Coalitions at Magnetic Island Network for a Turtle Rehabilitation predicted Princess Peach to be aged anywhere between 50 and 80 years old, and observed that despite lesions, she was healthy.
In national news, Tasmanian devil numbers appear to be increasing in the state's north following a 5-year feral cat trapping program. Since 2019, the program led by West Tamar Landcare Volunteers has removed feral cats across 6,500 hectares near the Tamar River, with catches falling from around 35 in the first year to 13 this season. Volunteers say the reduction in feral cats has coincided with an increase in native wildlife, including 56 healthy Tasmanian devils caught and released in recent months. The group now hopes the programs can be expanded to other regions where feral cats threaten wildlife. More on national news. On Sunday, thousands of people gathered at Darwin's Mindle Beach for the 52nd annual Beer Can Regatta. The iconic Northern Territory event required competitors to build and race homemade boats built mostly from recycled beer and soft drink cans. While only 3 boats entered this year's race, thousands lined the beach to watch, with Corporal Rob Berg and his team of various military personnel taking the top spot. The regatta also featured tug-of-war, thong-throwing and Ironman competitions while raising money for St. John Northern Territory and Mindle Beach Surf Lifesaving Club.
In international news, a giraffe who disappeared from a private ranch in Texas for 2 weeks was finally found safe and healthy. Gracie the giraffe was found in a remote area around 4 miles or 6 kilometers away from Cedar Hollow Ranch, where she came from. Fortunately, the area Gracie was spotted had plenty of vegetation so that she could feed on. Gracie's owner, Vic Jones, worked together with veterinarians to put the 3-year-old and 544-kilogram giraffe back to the ranch. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly sunny. It is currently 18 degrees with expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 10 a.m. news. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.